Ventnor City Planning Board, January 10th, 2024.
This time, the January 10th, 2024 meeting of the Ventnor City Planning Board is now in session. This meeting is being held in accordance with pre-public notice thereof and pursuant to New Jersey State Sunshine Law. Notice of this meeting was advertised in the press and the Current, and a copy of same has been posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building. At this time, we shall rise and salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands, the nations, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Will the board administrator please call the roll?
Mayor Landgraf.
Present.
Tom Halpin.
Here.
Jay Cook.
Here.
Roman Zabi Hutch.
Here.
Lorraine Salata.
Here.
Dan Smith III.
Here.
Mike Wiesen.
Here.
Peter Tocco.
Here.
Tim Coop.
Here.
Greer Gaskell.
Here.
Wendy Bartlett.
Here.
Absent are Commissioner Kriebel and Jessica Stilley.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the first meeting of 2024, and we'll proceed with business. First item on the agenda this evening is the swearing in of members who have been reappointed. At this time, our solicitor will handle that matter.
Okay, we have five board members are reappointed. Only three are here tonight, so I'll get those three sworn in. Mayor Tom Halpin and Wendy Bartlett. Carmel, Wendy's still an alternate, correct? Okay. So if you can just each stand, I'll get you all at once. Raise your right hand and just repeat after me. We'll kind of take it somewhat slow so we can get it all right. I, each of you state your name.
I, Lance Landgraf.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
Bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
The governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all duties.
Perform all duties.
Of the office of.
Of the office of.
And Mayor, Planning Board Class 1 member.
Planning Board Class 1 member.
Tom, Planning Board Class 2 member. You didn't have to say Tom, but good enough. And Wendy, Class 3 alternate member. According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
All right, thanks. Next time, we'll get some forms that you'll have to sign. And we'll get Tim Kriebel and Jessica Stilley next time, assuming they're here. Next time they're here, we'll get them.
Those who have been reappointed, we are thrilled to have you reappointed and commend you for your service. We're looking forward to a great time in the future and contributions. Thank you. But as we move on, a little difference in the agenda. The next item is reorganization of the board. The first item of business will be nominations for the board chairman.
I nominate Jay Cook.
Second.
Any other nominations? Nominations are hereby closed. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item is the nominations for board vice chairman. May I have the nominations, please?
Second.
I didn't hear that, please.
I nominated Roman.
I second it.
That's been second. Any other nominations? Nominations are hereby closed. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Congratulations, Roman.
Thank you.
Board engineer. We have presently Roger McLernan. Are there any nominations?
I'll nominate him. Second.
Other nominations?
And let's include engineer and planner.
Engineer and planner, we'll do that, please. So is that amended? Yes, it is. If there's no other nominations, we're closed. May all those in favor? Opposed? Hereby, Roger Congratulations. And thank you for your service for the past years. We're looking forward to another great year. Now we move on to our solicitor. Are there any nominations, please? Manos? Others? At this time, no other nominations. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Eyes carry. Leo?
Thank you.
It's been great with you.
Great.
We're looking forward to a great time. Now, we have, actually, I'm going to correct this. It's actually Board Administrator and instead of Board Secretary. And we have presently have Carmella Amalfra. Are there any nominations?
For Carmella?
Okay, motion for Carmella.
Second.
Any others? Seconded. Other nominations? Nominations are closed. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carmella?
Thank you.
Thank you. You're back. And that is Board Administrator, by the way, for the minutes. We have one other item that we have added last year. And that's the Byright Subdivision Committee. And presently, it's Tim Coop, Peter Taco, and Wendy Barber. Are there any other nominations for that TAKE committee?
You guys willing to stay on?
Yep.
Make a motion to keep those three on?
Second.
Second. Any other nominations? Nominations are closed. All those in favor? Opposed? Well, members of the committee, thank you very much. Long time to get there, and we've needed you in certain spots. You've been great. Thank you. Now, we move to meeting dates. Does everyone have a copy of the meeting dates to look at? And we have to determine if there are any conflicts with dates of holidays and other things.
Monday, April 22nd is the first day of that.
First April, Monday, April
2nd
is the first day of what?
Passing.
Okay. Well, that would be a problem for many people in this board as well as the community. So
I think we just do one meeting in April.
Yeah, let's just do one meeting in April rather than try and reschedule.
Yeah.
Because that would be an inconvenience to everyone. So and the record.
I have two other suggestions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
July and August, tough months to get board members.
Right.
It's also second Wednesday of the month is also our concert series in right. July and August. So well, priorities, you know, come on.
Okay.
Well, maybe we just do our July and August meetings on the Monday. So we would keep the Monday, the 22nd and Monday, the 26th of August.
Well, how does the board
feel? Everybody feel about that one?
I'm on board.
I mean, there's a lot of vacations in August. It's sometimes hard to get people here for both meetings anyway. So,
and I'm open for whatever. The only other possible suggestion is you can leave them knowing the intent is to cancel them. But if there's like an emergency where they're scheduled.
Right. You know what? That's not a bad idea. You know, if we can put on the agenda that the 10th and the 14th of July and August would be if needed.
We call them alternate meetings, if you will, or as needed.
Either way, as needed. I like
as needed.
As needed.
Okay.
Well, that way, if we do need it, we have a project we want to with a timeline.
Right.
That work for everybody?
Yeah.
A little easier than calling a special meeting. But the intent is that. Carmel, you can make note, the intent is try not to schedule on those dates and we can cancel them. But if there's an emergency, we can discuss, not an emergency.
September and October, are there any other, any conflicts there? Anyone's aware of? Okay.
Well, I'm looking at that Monday, the 23rd of December, 2 days before Christmas.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
We'll make that one as needed as well.
Yes. So that's an as needed.
And
so
how about Monday, the 25th, Thanksgiving week? Is that we're good to go for that? Or
Monday.
You know, people would take vacations.
Put that as needed as well, I would think, right?
Right.
That way.
All right. So for the record, I usually do, I read these into the minutes so that everyone's quite clear. In January, the remaining meeting of that will be from 2024 and going into a little bit of 2025 will be as follows. Monday, January 22nd. February, Wednesday the 14th and Monday the 26th. March, Wednesday the 13th, Monday the 25th. April, Wednesday, the 10th? May. Wednesday, the 8th? And Monday, the 27th? Which has no meeting.
No meeting.
Okay, no meeting. So, June, Wednesday, the 12th, Monday, the 24th. July, Wednesday, the 10th is an as-needed meeting, but is scheduled. Monday, the 22nd is a meeting. August, Wednesday, the 14th is an as-needed meeting, but it is scheduled. September.
And Monday, the 26th.
Okay, and Monday, the 26th, pardon me. September, Wednesday, the 11th, and Monday, the 23rd are regular meetings. October, Wednesday, the 9th, and the 28th are regular meetings. November, the 13th is a regular meeting, and the 25th is Monday, again, an as-needed scheduled meeting. December, the 11th is a regular meeting, and the 23rd is an as-needed scheduled meeting. In January, our first meeting is Wednesday, the 8th, and that's in 2025. And they are hereby adopted. May I have a motion to adopt those, set those dates, please?
So moved.
So, all those in favor?
Aye.
And here, these meeting dates are hereby adopted for the coming year. Now, back to our regularly scheduled time. We have completed reorganization. We now have adoption of minutes from December 13th, 2023. Are there any amendments or changes to those set minutes? Hearing none, may I have a motion and a second for adoption of those minutes, please?
I make a motion.
So we have a second. You're a second, Norm Roman. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The minutes are hereby adopted. We have two resolutions this evening.
Move for recommendation.
And let the record reflect that the mayor has abstained from the minute vote. Now, adoption of resolutions. We have two this evening. They are P1 2024 at 223 North Surrey Avenue, and P2 2024 at 55400 Edgewater Avenue. Are there any changes or amendments to those resolutions? Hearing none, may I have a motion for adoption of both resolutions?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All those in favor? Say aye. Opposed?
Abstain.
Again, Mayor Landgraf has abstained. That completes the beginning of our resolutions and all our adoptions of a business meeting. At this time, we will commence with our regular schedule. Now, we have one thing I think should take priority first, and Roger, I'd like you to have a comment on this. That is the application of 2A North Melbourne Avenue.
Yes.
Yes. Could they come forward, put the applicant, or their Mr. Goldstein, come forward, please. Roger, would you be sworn, please?
Sure.
Mr. McLaren, please raise your right hand. You swear affirm the testimony you'll give throughout this evening will be the truth?
I do.
Thanks.
You have comments for Mr. Goldstein?
Yes. This application was approved as a major subdivision back in 2021, I believe. And the variance that's being sought was actually granted back in 2021. I checked the plans. I didn't see any deviation from the original application. But I believe the zoning officer just wanted to be sure that it's the same variance. In my opinion, it is the same variance. So it really, in my opinion, it continues on.
And I agree with Mr. McLaren and Mr. Chairman. So first of all, congratulations on your reorg. You guys did such a great job. So I'm happy to be here, of course, tonight in January. But on behalf of the applicant, the one thing that Roger and I have been discussing, just a bit of background might be helpful. When Tony Perano did the subdivision over where the old church was, He cut it into five lots, and we met quite a number of times to look at the design of the homes, which the board approved. A couple of the homes were built, and as he was building what I think is the last home there, Mr. Agnesino said he just wanted to make sure that the design that Mr. Perino had submitted was approved by the board, and said to Tony, I don't really feel comfortable signing off on the plans as is, but if you go to the board, you can have a discussion there, or maybe even go ahead and apply for the full variance. Perino, being good corporate citizen from Venner, said, I'll do whatever you want, I just want to start building. And he did start building, and then at the same time, we filed our application. So when we got to the point of coming in for the meeting, Roger and I started talking about how we would handle it tonight. I'm not really quite sure it's a variance. Roger's not really sure it is. We don't think it is, but we want to respect the process, respect Mr. Agnesino, and certainly respect all of you. But we do think what's being built, and clearly I'm sure everyone went by and saw it, what's being built complies with what was approved. It was just approved a while ago, and it was approved in the middle of COVID, and we were back and forth a lot on various designs of the properties. I think the project's coming along fairly nicely, only one lot left to go. But I think the way Roger had determined what we would do is look at it almost as an interpretation. Is what's being built now, is what we applied for, consistent with what we've done in the past? I believe Roger thinks so, I think so, but it's up to the board. I don't want to step on anyone's toes. Tony said, go forward. We want Mr. Agnesino to know that we respect him, but at the same time, we are not really formally seeking to override anyone's decision, but we think what's being built is compliant with what was approved, but we'll do whatever you want. That's really where we're at now.
What made Jimmy question?
I think
there
the
was
new
no question on the
it end. Was the deck, the way the deck's supposed to be within the house box, but I think what's being built is within the house box, and the Lolio plans show that. But you know, look, a lot of projects going forward. We know there's always the trying to put 10 pounds into a 5-pound bag. Brano doesn't really do that, and he said, if Agnesino wants me to go to the board, I'm going to the board. So then over the course of the past couple of days, Roger and I discussed it and said, well, maybe this is the board appearance to just confirm that what's being built complies with what was approved. But we have a formal application in. We don't want our application money back or the escrow money. We want to just tell the board we're here for your review. Whatever you want to see us do, we'll do. But we think we've done what was approved.
Okay.
And I'll confirm that during the compliance inspection when I do that house.
Yeah.
You think it's compliant with what we approved?
Yes.
And that would be the interpretation that you think you would make, right?
That would be my suggestion.
Right. That deck along facing Ventnor Avenue?
Yes.
And then that house is different than the two.
Yes.
Which is based on.
That variance was just for that corner lot.
For that deck. If the variance was noted in the original application, but it is different.
It's definitely different.
That deck does protrude,
yes,
outside of the building, whereas two next to it, base on, are not.
Right.
Kind of problem. But if that's the way it was originally presented, I don't have that.
Yeah, that was the corner lot, and
that's.
I think that's why I think Jimmy, and look, Jimmy did, I think, the right thing by saying, pump the brakes. If this doesn't comply, you have to get the variance. We think it does comply, so we're happy to have done what we did so far. We just don't necessarily think we need to vote on a variance, because you'd be basically voting on something you've already approved, and we're trying to stay consistent. But of course, you know, again, we'll do whatever you like.
Peter, you added sustenance to the argument and identifying it. Thank you.
So, well, let's reaffirm that the third floor deck received the variance back in 2021. We're reaffirming that variance carries.
So, we should open it up to the public it's an application that's before us this evening. So, at this time, is there anyone in the public who wishes to make comment on this application? Hearing none or seeing no requests. Public portion is now closed. You may rebut the public application, please.
I'm fine just to rely on Roger's report.
Okay.
But the board members, digging they've done, and Paco said, we're certainly in agreement. This is a project that we thought would turn out great. I think it went even better than we expected to start for numbers of reasons, but we'll ask you just to approve what's been approved already and affirm that, and then we're good to go.
Are you complete?
Yes.
Okay. Board members, have any other questions of the applicant or our professionals? Okay. At this time, I'd like our solicitor to form a motion, as he always does, in the affirmative, so that we can bring it to a vote and move on.
We'll just call it a motion to reaffirm the prior variance that was granted and confirm, interpret it as that the plans that they submitted are consistent with that prior approval for that corner of the 2A North Melbourne Avenue, which is that corner property, third level deck. We keep it as simple as that. I'll write something up.
To compliance.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Subject to compliance. All the prior approvals from the all the conditions of the prior approvals will remain.
Okay. May I have a motion, please?
I'll make the motion.
A second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Granted. The motion carries.
Okay.
Yeah, and thank you for bringing it before the board. And
they're ready to go.
Good.
And Eric, I'm not crazy. Ray was here, right?
He was here, kind of holding the spot, but he wanted to come.
Always nice to see.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
All right, Nick, you're up. Now, we took a little spot ahead of you, but I thought we thought it was appropriate to handle this matter first. Are you recusing yourself? Let the record reflect that Wendy Bartlett is recusing herself on the 107 South Pittsburgh Avenue application and removing herself physically from the presence of the board. And this time, you have anybody to be sworn?
Yes. Yeah. First, good evening. Happy New Year, everyone. Nick Kravakia for the applicant. Mr. and Mrs. Pearlstein, Mr. Pearlstein from there. Don Barnhart is going to testify as planner.
Bring them over to the mic, please.
I'm sorry.
Bring them over to the mic, please, so they can be sworn.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right, Nick, we'll let you do your opening in a second. I'll just get John and the applicant sworn in. Mr. Barnhart and is it Mr. Pearlstein? Just state your name and address for the record, and I'll swear you in together.
John Barnhart, 400 North Dover Avenue, Atlantic City.
Jim Pearlstein, 107 South Pittsburgh in Ventnor.
Okay, and if you please raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Thank you. For the record, Mr. Barnhart, you're an engineer and a planner?
That is correct.
You're licensed in New Jersey?
That is correct.
Your credentials are acceptable for this board?
Thank you.
So again, good evening, everyone. So you may recall, Mr.
Barnhart, you're going to go right on through, no preamble, just keep going.
I'm sorry?
You continue right on.
Okay.
I do preamble.
So this application was before the board last year, and actually there were three prior applications where Mr. Pearlstein and his family have modernized an older home, expanded it, had an existing nonconformities, which they've worked around. This design, the new design that we submitted, and we'll go over it very quickly, adds some vertical height at the third level in the rear yard, but it's actually the side that faces toward the ocean. We think it's a better design aesthetically, and when you see why, it'll become a consistent. Now, so we think the aesthetics alone justify a variance for this. And again, the footprint does not change, and the only additional encroachment is from the third floor where the deck is. We were granted a variance to have a stairs in the rear yard. We're changing that, eliminating the stairs. So that variance that was previously granted goes away. So we think overall this is a better application. And without further discussion, I'd like to have John just walk you through it so you can visualize what's going on. John?
That's the plan you submitted?
Sure. So the reason that we're here this evening is a extremely simple application to make a modification from what was originally approved a number of months ago for Mr. Pearlstein's home on Pittsburgh Avenue. There were a number of variances that were granted with that application, and one of those variances included a set of stairs to the rear of the property, which would allow access from the ground level up to a deck area. That set of stairs was proposed, and it, you'll see on the plan that was submitted, we left the dashed line of the previously approved stairs on that plan. It was proposed to be set back 3 feet from the rear property line, and that variance was granted as part of that application. The two changes that we're making this evening from the prior application is to eliminate those stairs. So the rear yard for the existing setback of just under 6 feet will be wide open, will be maintained at that 6 foot dimension with those stairs being fully eliminated. And then the second request this evening is to modify the deck that those stairs were going to serve from what was originally approved. So the plan I have here, which is an architectural plan, the floor plan to the left here, you can see the deck that was originally approved. It was a deck that had roof structure coming in three directions, and the deck was tucked back into the roof area. The proposal is to basically peel back more of that roof structure, still have a pent roof around the perimeter of it, but gain additional actual flat deck space. We believe from an aesthetic perspective, it makes more sense as compared to how the other decks, existing decks, are on the perimeter of the building. We believe that by eliminating that rear yard setback that was already granted and allowing for this modification to this deck, we believe that the benefits of this deviation outweigh any potential detriments. Keep in mind that the deck structure as proposed is within the footprint of the existing structure. We're not expanding toward the rear at all with the beyond the building footprint below with the proposed deck. It's just that the floor plan of the deck will now line up with the floor of the structure below. And the pent roof area, which is essentially becomes kind of like an eave, is an eave that was always intended to be there around the perimeter of the deck. It's just that those eaves were coming up, those pent roofs were coming up much further and reducing the overall size of the deck in the original approval. So we believe it does not change any of the approvals that were granted prior with regard to how this board looked at the setbacks and coverage and things with the original application. We believe that this is only an aesthetic betterment to the site. And the decision made to eliminate the stairs in the rear, we think is an extremely good one because it keeps that rear yard open for the full 5.95 feet. That's correct. The only reason it's a variance is because the existing rear yard setback is a non-conforming condition. So because we're proposing to now have deck space at that area that you could stand on, the variance is vertical. It's not a horizontal variance. We're not getting any closer to the property line than the building currently exists. It's just that because we're now proposing deck space as compared to in the prior application, that space was roof space, you know, sloping roof space. That's what actually creates the variance. It is. This is immediately adjacent to the beach area. This is that part of Venner that the beach kind of cuts in for a number of properties. Yeah, I think you could argue under the C1 and the C2. The C1 in that we are dealing with existing conditions that we're trying to beautify and make modifications to a home within the confines of the existing setbacks. And I think from a C2 perspective, I think the purpose of zoning that is advanced is the establishment of a desirable visual environment through we believe, a more creative and appealing design. Yes.
Question.
Yes.
You're eliminating the set of stairs.
Yes.
So you're not planning on adding stairs. Right. Thank you.
I have a question, Mr. Chairman. This looks like it will mirror the existing second floor deck, just going above it, correct? Okay, because it looks like it has that same mansard kind of, you know, eave roof around it. I can see that. Not from a top-down view, but from a side view, look from the ocean, it would have looked. So we're just going to schedule once a year, Mr. Perlstein, to come in and change something. I'm being funny with that because look, it's a work in progress, and that's the way your home should always be, right?
Well, let's just bring a Polaroid and be done with it.
Right. You might have to explain a Polaroid. No, everybody knows.
Okay. Everybody's gave myself, pardon me. Okay. Is there any questions of the applicant that the board would wish to partake or the owner? It was so adequately explained that you have no questions. At this time, may I open up to the public, please? Is there anyone in the public who wishes to make comment on this particular application? Again, no requests are seen or anticipated, so therefore the public portion is now closed. If you care to rebut those, you're welcome to do that, sir.
I'm good. Thank you for your time and attention.
Now, have you read our engineer's report, which has to go into the record yet? You're congruent with it then. Mr. McBurnan, would you please enter your report into the record, please?
Sure. The report is based on the application of James and Karen Perlstein, 107 South Pittsburgh Avenue, Block 38, Lot 2. Seeking C variances, engineering and planning report. Basically, I just regurgitated the prior application's report and added that third floor deck setback as you're expanding that setback to the deck. And I, for sake of argument, I left all the prior variances in there so I can contrast what was approved prior to what's being requested today. And as Mr. Talvakia stated, Mr. Barnhart, that there, it's a rear yard setback to a third floor deck. It is within the building envelope based on a first floor. And it does meet the setbacks of the side yard, so it's just the rear yard, and that's why they're here. I believe the testimony they provided provide adequate information for the board to render a decision, and that concludes my report.
Thank you. Any questions for our engineer? Planner? At this time, we would go have form of motion in the affirmative as all are done, where we vote on this application. Leo, could you please do so?
Sure. It's just really the one new variance that the other ones were previously granted. The one to the steps is going away. So the new one is a rear yard setback to that third floor deck. 10 feet required, and they're proposing 5.95 feet. The conditions, I'll note, just are normal standard conditions. Anything in the prior approval, unless modified with this approval, will carry over. And, applicant, subject to any outside approvals that might be required, all representations made by the applicant and anything Mr. McLaren's report, just the standards.
All agreed, Mr. Manis.
Thank you.
At this time, may I have a motion and a second for this for a vote on this application?
I'll make a motion. Second.
Will the board administrator please call the roll and have a roll call vote, please? State your reasons.
Mayor Landgraf?
I agree that this is an aesthetic improvement. It does match that floor below it. I'm a big symmetrical guy, so I think it's a good improvement to the property. The rear yard setback is better than it was. You were proposing a 3 foot to the steps. This pulls away from that and really has very limited impact on anybody else. I vote yes.
Tom Halpin?
I agree. It's those lines there. It opens up. I like it.
Jay Cook?
I'm going to vote yes. First of all, I think it's congruent with our master plan. It's an excellent plan. Also, it provides public safety and circulation around the unit by removing any obstacles which may be there, which will aid our both police and fire and anything that involved for security for the applicant. And in moving so, it further advances the resort lifestyle of this community. It maintains the balance of the structure within its street and its developmental pattern. So with that, I can do only one thing but to vote yes.
Roman Zabihutch?
I also vote yes. This is a continuation of the several applications that have been made. I think the variance is de minimis, and I look forward to seeing the structure when it's finally completed.
You don't know that it will
finally completed, yes.
Lorraine Salata?
I like this plan. I think it's an improved version of what was previously approved, particularly the back stairs. It just kind of opens up that space a lot. So I support it and I vote with you.
Dan Smith III.
Also vote in favor of the application. Love it.
Mike Wiesen.
If you go by the track record of Mr. Pearlstein, he's always respectful to the board, never asks too much, keeps within the bounds. I ride my bike a lot up on the Bullock, and when this house isn't worked on, I'm a little disappointed. So I was happy to see it being worked on, and I approve.
Peter Taco.
I will also vote in favor of the application. I believe that the criteria, it is going to be an aesthetic enhancement to what was already approved. And for those reasons and stated by other board members, I agree. Vote in favor.
Tim Coop.
I also vote in favor. I think it's an improvement on a very big plan. The limited steps as good safety in the areas of places.
Motion carries. And Mr. Pearlstein, you have created a new category of housing in the area. It's a home that never gets old.
Good night.
Good luck.
Mr. Goldstein, do you have reservations for this evening?
I do. Well, I have nowhere else to be, but now I'm.
Okay. We just check
this one.
Just check.
If we could be equally as quick.
The next application Chicken is that of 106 South Washington Avenue. Mr. Goldstein is representing, and I believe Randy Becker is the Becker is the applicant. And Mr. Goldstein, you'll swear everybody in, and then you'll go right through with no preamble, and then Mr. McLaren will read the answer.
Thank you. Chairman, it's Pete. With regard to swearing in, I think I'm only going to have Mr. Massione as our professional witness. Becker is here if we need testimony from her, but I doubt it. I do have other statements to put on the record about one of the neighbors, so. I guess Manos can square Mr. Massione in. We'll get started.
Can you pick up the sound here? You good?
We can.
All right, can everybody hear? Okay, let's get to the swearing in first, please.
Okay. Eric, I missed it. Are we just going to swear Mr. Massione? Okay. Mr. Massione, just give us your name and business address for the record, please.
Daniel Scott Massione, 1409 New Road, Northfield, New Jersey.
Okay, and please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth?
I do.
Great, thank you.
Mr. Massione, are you a licensed professional in the state of New Jersey?
I am a licensed architect.
Are you a planner also?
No.
Okay. But the record will reflect that your credentials as an architect are accepted. It's all yours.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, Eric Goldstein on behalf of the applicant, Randy Becker, who's sitting to my right. By way of background, we submitted this application quite some time ago. Ms. Becker is looking to renovate the existing house on Washington Avenue, which is nice, but it's certainly in need of a facelift. Over the course of the past couple days, I did have some contact from Mr. Balanson, who represents her neighbor directly to the Atlantic Avenue side. Last name is also Pearlstein. It's actually the gentleman who came in. His sister-in-law is the owner of the house next door. So we're keeping it all in the family here. Mr. Balanson had asked to request Mr. Massione to make a couple minor revisions to the third floor deck. So we were lucky enough that all the parties, being very reasonable, we're able to come to a resolution, which I think Roger and Leo, you're copied on the most recent emails that were sent around today. So just for the record, there was a request that the deck on the third floor, which was originally designed to be 9.5 feet wide, be pared back and have a maximum width of 5 feet from the external top furthest portion of the house. And Ms. Becker was nice enough, based upon keeping the neighborly relations, based upon trying to give her neighbor to the left some light, air, and open space, to cut back the deck fairly substantially, almost in half, to keep the neighbor happy so that she would have a clear view outward from her house towards the beach. We agreed to not have any awnings or other things that would block her light, air, and open space. And I think this is a very good block. Everybody seems to be getting along well. And I think that's certainly evidenced here by Ms. Becker cutting her deck in half up there to make sure her neighbor could have that view of the beach, which she wanted. So when we're going forward tonight, we're going forward with a third floor deck that is actually 5 feet wide, not 9.5 feet wide. So just keep that in mind. Having said all of that, Mr. Massione and Mr. Cohen were able to do a little tweak here and there on the plan to make sure that what we put together before the board is easily understandable. We can go through that in a second. But I guess, Dan, if you don't mind, take us through the plan you've designed, Randy's existing house, which is nice, putting down the house. I'll get upset, but
of course, our design is.
But
so the existing home, three-story home. Oh, let me get to the three-story home. It's down. Make it a little easier for everyone. Starting on the first floor, if you could, and I'm referring to my Z1 drawing. If you could see the existing first floor plan at the entry, elevation show it much better. And here we juxtapose the existing and the proposed. So the existing plan is now, this is Z2, is up top. And as you can see, it's a long wall with two windows in it. And if you refer back to that floor plan, you see it's a very odd configuration to that entry, where that window kind of actually doesn't show it to really usable space. So our design took in that in account and made this whole wall that faces the street mostly glass, so it's much more transparent, and then open that railing so that whole front facade you can see a lot more scale to the building. The existing second floor deck is to remain on the one side, beach side. We're asking to allow to infill the deck a minor amount, and that would be on drawing Z1 number 6. You could see there's a shaded area where we're asking for relief to fill that portion of the deck in. It's about approximately two feet of deck. As far as the any kind of effect to the neighbor's driveway is directly next to that, so it really won't affect any type of lights, light or air to the beach side. Yes. Sorry to flip back and forth constantly. And then we're also asking for relief to wrap the third floor deck around the front of the building, which I think from an aesthetic point of view, we're changing some of the angles of that top floor. And I think, you know, with the open railing system or the lighter rail will provide a lot of visual aesthetic enhancement, and also let the, not block view to the beach. And that railing or that third floor deck will only be 5 feet deep towards the house. So it's not now. The original intent was to bring it all the way to the front facade, but since the front facade is very close proximity to the front yard setback, we agreed to move that back to 5 feet. So 5 feet from the building, which I believe, if I do the math correctly, 6.2 feet setback for that third floor deck. Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's a cat.
Correct. And that third floor deck, I think, gives a nice aesthetic enhancement to the street frontage from what is there currently. I believe, you know, having that pushed back will still provide the shadow line in front of the building and keeps the scale, but yet lets usable space, you know, be created up there that will aesthetically enhance the building as well. So using the deck to both, you know, as a functional portion of the enhancement to the building, hopefully, you know, is pleasing to the neighborhood.
Ground, there are some existing non-conformities that are being affected by this design. Just walk, take your plan out there and walk us through what the existing non-conformities are and how the renovations would be proposed to be a betterment to what's there present.
So currently, I'm sorry, Paul, referred to being the front yard setback is required to be 12. It's non-conforming. It is only 1.5. But as you can see from the picture on the yeah, it is kind of consistent with that street as it is now. So we're not intending to make that any worse other than that third floor deck, which will be pushed back from that 1.7 to 6.2.
Dan, real quickly,
yes.
On your plans, you indicated you needed a variance for the front yard setback to the building?
Well, I don't think on the first floor, that was a good question. I don't see where we would because, and that was...
You're not expanding the width.
We're actually taking that away. Yeah, so...
That's not a variance in it.
I don't believe that that first one was not... This wall exists. We're actually just opening that railing up. Now, that column will be a new column, but that was in the place of the wall. So I didn't know if that was a technical.
No, I think
that's
maintaining what's there.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't believe we're improving this by, you know, opening that wall up and then allowing, you know, that setback. The not, you know, it has a deck above it. That wall that, you know, the street. Smaller and full of glass, which I think will be much more pleasing to the street.
Locking rails or any other wall, if you're looking down Washington, either from the beach towards Atlantic Avenue, from Atlantic Avenue to the beach, everything's going to be clear. Nothing's going to block anybody's view other than the house itself.
That is correct. We're trying to use a railing system that will really minimize the profile of that fall protections rather than using a picket style rail. So a wire type rail that would be, you know, very thin, you know, to create that barrier. I think that will be much more aesthetically pleasing. The second item that we're requesting a variance for was that little infill deck. Sorry, I have to refer to two. And that is on V1, if you look at our photo plot, little area, of the distance, but it's an existing deck, it juts in, we're just asking to infill that area to square it off. The coverage, while it's required to be 75%, the existing building and coverage is 89.4. We're actually asking for a 0.02 increase, which is, I think, de minimis from, you know, 89.4 to 89.42. While we tried to open up some space because of the configuration of the decks, we're not really going to pick up any coverage. There's no ability to really create more coverage on the site itself. We already addressed the third floor deck and how we're pulling that back in our proposal. And just to mention landscaping, you know, we'll enhance this as much as we can with landscaping with the space that's available. But there is limited space because of the existing configuration of 1.7 to the front yard setback.
The landscaping will remain.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think we'll, you know, once the construction's done, if any, you know.
Are you saying that it's primarily some plantings there, primarily rocks, stones, that you're going to be putting in?
They're actually, There's actually fair amount. There's only 1.7 to the property line. There's a little more to the sidewalk, so there is a planter there. And I don't know if we would, I wouldn't recommend planting maybe trees there or bushes these type of shrubs that are that high because of the configuration of the windows of the building. But I think it would be, you know, there would be a nice planting there.
Understood.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can provide some ideas for a landscaping plan for review prior to, you know, in the limited area that we have.
So you're adding
Underneath, yeah, on the.
Governor Street.
It's all filled in with pavement.
We are gonna.
Right.
So we'll add some green space.
No, but you'll take out favored Governor Street and put grass in.
Grass in. And you can see that the existing home has quite amount, you know, bit of landscaping. It will be put back in proportion to the building.
Yes.
I am.
But the design that had possible negative that would be associated with this application.
No, I don't believe there's any negative to the, you know, aesthetic enhancement to this building.
Keeping space, what grass we keep on site, all of those benefits being a far, and I don't have far outweigh any sort of negatives associated.
I do. I believe the positives outweigh the negatives, definitely.
So what we have, ladies and gentlemen, is the best we can make this house, Massione design for tremendous, really trying to work with the neighbors as closely as possible to make sure everybody's happy. And I know that's hard. It's kind of a nebulous concept, what is happy. But happy is there's nobody here. We've spoken to the neighbor, the one who was represented by council, sent an email that we agreed with. So in order to keep neighborly harmony again, to kind of keep as much light air and open space and to try to get the project as close as what was designed for Ms. Becker, because this will be a substantial aesthetic enhancement. We think this is the best possible application to go in on this house without tearing it down from scratch and building what the board tends not to like, which is a brand new house that we could have saved an older, somewhat historic house. So we would rest, Mr. Chairman, subject, of course, to conditions that Mr. McLarnon or Mr. Manos would put on a resolution. But we think we've proven the positive and negative criteria, that the positives far outweigh the negatives. Ms. Becker has proven to be a good citizen and vendor to try to cooperate with her neighbors. And we think this plan is as good as we're going to get with this house, short of, again, tearing it down and starting from scratch, which I don't think anybody wants to see. So with that, we will rest. And we just ask to.
I guess, Mr. Massione, a couple of questions, please. Yes. Roughly, how much is you, just an average percentage, are you increasing the size of the structure itself? Half, a third, you know. That doesn't have to be exact, just a small amount. Okay. It's a couple hundred feet, Dan.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's all. Thank you. Now, with regard to the electrical, plumbing, and so on, are you renovating that also in the property?
Yeah.
So you can say you're bringing this house up to code, updating the house. You're modernizing.
Choices drill down of the structure. Maybe this is a much better way.
So you're rejuvenating the house and saving it from obsolescence.
Yeah.
you say. Is that a good description of your work? Is that a good description of the work?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I have no other questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Now, I can't remember, did we open to the public yet?
We did not.
Okay, so let's do the public right now. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to make comment on this application? Hearing none, seeing none, we will not make any kick it any further. Board members, do you have any questions of the applicant at all? Okay, Roger, at this time, could you make your comments on the application, please?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The report is based on the application of Randy Becker, 106 South Washington Avenue, Block 43, Lot 10. Seeking C variances located in R3 Single Family Zoning District. Preliminary zone, firm zone, AE elevation 10. A substantial benefit variance. Materials reviewed on page 1 and 2. Project description, I believe the applicant has described the project. And I do want to confirm that the Mr. Balance and the council representing the neighbor did in fact submit and agree to what Eric presented tonight to the planning board. Front yard setback, I'd say, since you requested it for the column, let's keep it in there. You know, just that's the only difference you're changing, right?
Yeah.
So. I agree. So it's basically an 8x8 column in the 1.7-foot setback is creating that front yard setback. Fine. Now, a front yard setback to the deck, the second floor, again, it's you're expanding that a little bit. So it's 1.7. That's an existing non-conforming variance. Third floor deck, as you know, it has to meet the building setback and be in the building envelope. It's neither, so that's two variances for a third floor deck. For the front and envelope, and actually for the side yard too, for the second floor deck and the third floor deck and the side yard. And again, you're pretty much matching what was there at the first floor. And lot coverage, I had a heck of a time finding that 0.02%. But
we tried.
That was on your chart, man. I would say just keep it at. Rounded up to the nearest tenth. Eight. When it's like, yeah, when it's like that, that's. Your height is meeting what's required. Again, just going to the existing. They more than exceed the lot area for the zone. They meet the lot width. They meet the lot depth. And third floor deck, as I mentioned, it was outside the building envelope and it doesn't meet the front or side yard setback, even with the reduction. And landscaping, I mean, there isn't anything you can do. It's the deck and concrete were there before. You're just adding a layer above it. So that pretty much describes, and your half story, even though you're increasing the size of it, you're still less than 70% what's permitted. That's pretty much it. And the conditions of adding the grass governor strip, street trees have not been really warranted or required in the beach block.
We should give a waiver on that, though, since it's in the ordinance.
Well, it's optional. Okay. It's not required, but okay. We've made that a condition of approval. I'd say we stay away from that in this application. And that's pretty much it.
Now, in the landscaping, is there any need for the applicant to consult with you on what their landscaping is?
I'd say just Dan's done some landscaping before. Just put some nice landscaping in an area that's provided in the front.
Show it on the compliance plans, Roger.
Yes, show it on the compliance plans, and you had that planter on the left side. Show what you're going to do with that. Perfect.
Okay. Dan, I think you said that with cutting back that third floor deck, the front yard setback will be about 6.2 feet?
6.5.
Sure. 1.7 proposed. So we're going to have
45. Well, plus 4.5. Or were you looking?
7.
So you're going 5 feet from the house.
Making it 5 feet better.
It'll be 6.7 feet.
The deck itself will be 5 feet from the outside edge of the furthest protrusion of the house. So
you're bumping that wall out on the third floor to meet the 12-foot setback. You're coming out 5 feet from that, so it's 7 foot. Sorry.
It's 12 feet to the building.
That's clear for the record. It is
now. It wasn't for a minute there.
Let's, Dale, is that clear to you?
Yeah.
Roger, is that clear to you?
Yes.
And when you do your plan over, please, you'll reflect that change.
So just the building itself,
2 additional feet,
and then there'll be 5 feet of deck in front of it. So the total of the structure now 7 feet. What that is from her, we would have to count.
Yeah.
We don't measure from
the property line.
From the property, sorry.
Right. Yeah. Are you, have you heard the Mr. McLaren's report? Are you acceptable to that?
Yes.
Okay.
I do have a question.
Yes, please.
On Roger's report on page 5, he mentions that there's a basement. Is that true? We need to do anything about that, about the basement.
Well, no, I mentioned that because of the substantial improvement possible issue. I just mentioned that in a report to put on the record.
So what will happen is, and I just went through it, so I know it. If Dino Cavalieri, our floodplain manager, will review these plans, if they go above the 50% of the home's the structure's value, they will have to make the site flood compliant. This doesn't look like it's going near that, so they're allowed to keep the basement. Yep. Yep. I have one comment, Mr. Chairman.
Please.
So we've heard that they had a neighbor make some comments. We all know we got into a discussion about that end of last year. We want to make sure that gets in the resolution. Those specific items, I would copy the email. We don't want to have this issue that happened out on Harvard Avenue again, where you had an objector raise some issues. We were not even aware of it, and then they got into a battle.
No problem,
so,
Mr. Mayor.
This sounds like a good way to handle it. Sure. I appreciate that. I just want to make it on the record that we're not getting into that situation again.
And plus, he was represented by counsel, too.
So. Understand that.
Yeah.
And that's much more, probably helps it. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Any other comments? By the way, Mayor, very good comments. Thank you. Anyone else? You're not? Are you complete?
We are complete, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. This time, I'm going to make the go to a vote. If Mr. Solicitor Leo, you please frame a motion in the affirmative.
Sure. It's a motion and a second for C variance relief for the following C variances. The front yard setback to the house, we're going to keep that in there, as Roger mentions, in about an 8x8 column. 12 feet is the requirement. And they're at 1.7 feet. And there's a front yard setback to the second floor deck, 7 feet required, a 5 foot encroachment into the 12 foot setback. So that's a 7 foot requirement, 1.7 is proposed. Front yard setback to the third floor deck. To my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, the house will be at 12 feet. Third floor deck will come out 5 feet and be at a 7 foot setback. And then there's a side yard setback to the second floor deck on the left side, 5 feet is required, 3 feet proposed. Same thing with the third floor deck on the left side, 5 feet required, 3 feet proposed. Lot coverage, 75 is required. They're at 89.4%. They're going to 89.42%. And then the third floor deck is outside the building envelope where it's required to be in the building envelope. In terms of waivers, there'll be a waiver from the landscaping plan, but they will show some landscaping on their compliance plans, you know, whatever they can get on there. The governor strip will go from stone to grass. Street trees are not required and shouldn't be provided, actually. And then any other representations made by the applicant during the course of the hearing will be followed. and anything else in Mr. McLaren's report, and subject to any outside approvals.
You want to mention the agreement between Bale and Center, if you always do that.
I think I stated that enough, right. But yeah, obviously there's an agreement with the neighbors. It's on the record. I'll incorporate all that into the resolution, make sure we're all on the same page.
Okay. We're going to have a motion and a second, please.
Make the motion.
Second. We have a roll call vote, and state your reasons, please.
Mayor Van Griff?
I actually like the reduction of that deck from a kind of a visual impact on the street. That creates that depth. I mean, I know you want a bigger deck, everyone's a bigger deck, but I think that really creates something, some relief there, if you will. So I think that's a good improvement to the project. I'm happy the home is staying. I think it's a great location, great home, and just adding some more usable space on that third floor and the outdoor space that everybody wants. So I think it's a great architectural improvement to the project. I don't have an issue with the minor variances that are being requested. I vote yes.
Tom Halpin?
I like. Whatever else you got, you know, your light, your visual, your air flow. It's going to work there. So, yes.
Jay Cook?
I'm going to vote yes on this application. I find it a very somewhat unique for the community that we don't generally handle, because what we're doing is basically a home that was not in bad shape, but it's made so much better. And it's about rejuvenation of our housing stocks. And it was a good example of how it can be done. Rather than let it go fallow, go to waste, tear it down, it was caught at the right time. And an innovative plan was formed, which is a good example, which our master plan does encourage and say. The other thing is that the design factors that go into it are become congruent with what is in the community itself in a seashore resort and so on, and with the neighborhood again. It's livable. It's fun. It adds zest to the community, if you will. And all that being said is there's the elements that form give the body to the city and go around. It fits well. And they're the kind of designs and the cooperation that this design team and the owners put together and brought to us this evening. It was a very well done presentation and a plan that was thought out. It's a good example for those to come forward again. So I commend you, but also commend you for your forethought and your compliance and in looking to better the city.
Roman Zabi Hutch?
I also vote yes. I think the variances are de minimis, and having those approved adds to the aesthetics of the building. As a fellow resident of Washington, I go past the home all the time heading to the beach. I like the way it looks today even, but I think what is being proposed is really going to make it stand out tremendously, and I'm grateful that you're doing this.
Lorraine Salata?
Yeah, I was really pleased to see you pull that third floor deck back, because when I first saw the plans, that to me was kind of a red flag. So I thought that was not just a good way to make good friends in your neighborhood, but it actually, I think, helped the board make some decisions too. So I like the plan. I think you've done a nice job. Appreciate the fact that you're going to put some extra grass through the governor's strip. So I support the application.
Dan Smith III?
I'm also going to go through the structures. It's great. The location, outside spaces. Perfect short house. There is minimal, but we'll see if.
Mike Reason.
I was going to say everything that Jay Cook said, but he already said it, so I'm going to just say my version. The house looks great, and